Welcome to Ready New York's My Emergency Plan. This guide will help you create your own emergency plan. It is an interactive workbook in which you construct a written plan that covers your specific needs. You can also use our free accessible Ready NYC app, available for download on iTunes for iPhone and Google Play for Android, to complete your plan. This audio version will guide you through the important steps you need to take to be prepared for an emergency. It's important to have this information written down in the My Emergency Plan booklet, the Ready NYC app, or in any other format accessible to you. Remember, this information will be helpful to a caregiver or a responder who might need to assist you during an emergency. When you have completed your written emergency plan, it should live in your go bag so that you will always know where it is, and you will take it with you should you have to evacuate your home. So let's begin your plan. Since the information on this emergency plan will address your specific needs, you should write your name, address, phone numbers, and your email address in the beginning of your plan. If someone is assisting you, ask them to print all information clearly. You don't need to add this information to the Ready NYC app. This guide is divided into three sections. Step 1, make a plan. Step 2, gather supplies. Step 3, get informed. Take a moment now to think about how emergencies may affect you. Emergencies can range from house fires to falls in the home, to hurricanes. My emergency plan will guide you step by step in assembling who and what you might need during an emergency.
Step 1, make a plan. It is essential that no one goes through an emergency alone. Begin by creating an emergency support network. It is essential to select two people in your support network. They can be family members, friends, or neighbors. They could be caregivers, co-workers, or members of community groups. They should be people that can assist you or people you might assist during an emergency. Your support networks should live nearby, stay in contact during an emergency, have a spare set of your keys, know where to find your emergency supplies, and know how to operate your equipment or to help you move in an emergency. Write down the names, phone numbers, and email addresses. You should contact these individuals and discuss your emergency plan with them. You should also consider adding a friend or relative who lives out of state. Local phone lines can be busy, making local calls difficult during an emergency, but you may be able to make long-distance calls. Your out-of-state contact may also be able to call you and other members of your support network. You can be in touch with each other through the out-of-state contact. Write down your out-of-state contact's name, phone numbers, and email address. Make sure the other members of your support network know who your out-of-state contact is and have his or her contact information. You should also write down your important health and life-saving information. Write down your allergies, any medical conditions you may have, and all of your medications. If you have any allergies, please enter them into the first space. The next space asks for any medical condition you might have. While it may be impossible to carry all of your medications with you, you should have a list of the medications you currently take. You should write down the name of each of your medications, what you take it for, and the dosage.
Next. Write down your eyeglass prescription, your blood type, any communication device or equipment you may require. You should also include your health insurance plan, your preferred hospital and individual or group insurance numbers. Many of us use more than one doctor. Include the name, specialization, and phone numbers of each doctor. Include your pharmacy, its address, and phone number. Make a copy of your emergency contacts and health information. Keep it in your wallet and purse at all times. Public health emergencies can range from extreme heat to disease outbreaks. These hazards can affect everyone. Stay home if you're feeling sick. If you have severe or worsening symptoms, go immediately to a hospital or call 911. Wash your hands frequently with soap or an alcohol-based cleaner. Tune in to local TV and radio for health officials' announcements. During extreme heat, the city will open cooling centers. Visit nyc.gov or contact 311 to locate one near you when they're open. For more information about ways to stay healthy and safe, visit NYC Department of Health and Mental Hygiene at nyc.gov/health or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675. For TTY, call 212-504-4115. Report a health emergency by calling 911. During an emergency, your normal way of communicating may be affected by changes in the environment, noise, or confusion. Take time now to plan how you will talk to friends or emergency workers during an emergency. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, practice communicating your needs through gestures, note cards, text messages, or other means. If you are blind or have low vision, be prepared to explain to others how best to guide you.
It is a good idea to prepare something now that describes your needs in short, meaningful sentences. During an emergency, you may not have much time to get your message across. Pre-written cards or text messages can help you share information during a stressful or uncomfortable situation. Here are a few examples you might consider. I may have difficulty understanding what you are telling me. Please use simple language and speak slowly. I use a device to communicate, or I am deaf and use American Sign Language. Please write down directions. The cards you create should be used for an emergency inside or outside of your home. Be sure to keep them with you at all times. If you need assistance, ask family members or caregivers to help create these cards. During an emergency, you may be separated from family, friends, or caregivers. Should you have to evacuate your home, you must always know where you can meet with your support network. Write down the location and address of the two locations where you might meet. One should be in your neighborhood, outside your home. The other should be outside your neighborhood. These meeting places might include a school, library, community center, or place of worship. You should give this information to those in your support network. If the emergency requires you to be away from your home for a day or two, you should arrange to stay with a friend or a family member. Write down the name, address, and phone numbers of your two choices. You should give this information to those in your support network. Think about the times when you have to evacuate your home. First, you should evacuate immediately when your life is in danger. Second, you should evacuate immediately if you smell gas or smoke or fire. In that case, you should leave and then call 911. Third, you should call 911 if you are stranded and need emergency assistance to evacuate your home.
All residents of fireproof buildings are urged to leave immediately if the fire is in their apartment. Don't forget to close the door behind you. If you live in a fireproof building and the fire is not in your apartment, you can stay in your apartment. Call 911 and let the operator know that you're there. The fire department will come to check on you. Keep your door closed. If smoke is coming into your apartment, put a wet towel below your door. Buildings higher than 7 floors are fireproof. Consider your transportation needs. You must be prepared to make other transportation plans when the subway or bus is not running. Who would you call to provide transportation for you? Is there a taxi or car service you use? Is there someone in your support network who might provide transportation? Write down alternate bus and subway routes, the best phone number of a local taxi service, and the name and phone number of a person in your support network who may be able to help you. Hurricanes are emergencies that can affect us all. Hurricane season runs from June to November each year. You should learn whether you live or work in a hurricane evacuation zone and write down your hurricane evacuation zone number. You can do this by visiting the Hurricane Zone Finder at nyc.gov/hurricanezones or by calling 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675. For TTY, call 212-504-4115. If the city issues an evacuation order, please evacuate as directed. Allow additional travel time and consider your needs. People with disabilities or other access or functional needs who have no other options to evacuate safely can request transportation assistance by calling 311. Depending on your need, you will be taken to an accessible evacuation center in an accessible vehicle or a hospital outside of the evacuation zone via ambulance. You will not be able to request transportation to a specific address. Evacuate early if you depend on elevators to get out of your building. Elevators may be out of service and may not be available at all times.
An emergency can happen at any time. Wherever you may be, you should learn the available exits. It is important to practice evacuating regularly and consider different situations you might face, such as blocked paths or exits. You should always include pets and service animals in your drills so they become familiar with all of your exit routes. For those with no other place to stay, disaster shelters will be set up in schools, city buildings, or community centers or places of worship. These shelters will provide basic food, water, and supplies. Be prepared to bring items that you might need, including your go bag and special equipment, such as oxygen, mobility aids, batteries, etc. Family members or members of your support network can come with you to the shelter. Shelters will accommodate service animals, but you should bring supplies for their needs. If you're a pet owner, shelter your pet at a kennel or friends or relatives outside the evacuation area. If you're unable to do so, legal pets are allowed at all city shelters. Shelters are subject to change depending on the emergency. To find an accessible shelter near you during an emergency, call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675. For TTY, call 212-504-4115. Everyone in your household should have his or her own go bag, which is a collection of things that you would want if you have to leave in a hurry. Your go bag should be sturdy and easy to carry, like a backpack or a small case on wheels. You should have a separate go bag for pets or service animals, reflecting their needs.
In your go bag, you should have copies of your important documents in a waterproof container. For example, insurance cards, Medicare, Medicaid cards, photo ID, proof of address, marriage, and birth certificates, copies of credit and ATM cards. You should also have a flashlight, small battery-powered AM/FM radio with extra batteries. Include your list of medications in the go bag. Contact information for your household and members of your support group. Notepads and pen, aerosol tire repair kits, or a tire inflator to repair flat wheelchair or scooter tires. Supplies for your service animal or pet, such as food, extra water, a bowl, leash, cleaning items, and vaccinations, records, and medications. You should have backup medical equipment, including glasses and extra batteries. Your go bag should reflect some of your personal needs. Think of other items you might need to make your life comfortable when you're away from home for a few days and add them to your go bag. Your written emergency plan should live in your go bag so that you will always know where to find it and can take it with you in an emergency.
In some emergencies, like winter storms and heat waves, you may have to stay at home. Your stay-at-home emergency supply kit should have enough supplies for up to 7 days. Here are some things you will need. 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day. Non-perishable, ready-to-eat canned food. And a manual can opener. Flashlight. a battery-powered AM/FM radio, extra batteries, or a wind-up radio that does not require batteries, a whistle or bell should you be in a situation where you might need to be located. The whistle or bell could save your life. Backup medical equipment such as oxygen, medication, scooter batteries, hearing aids, mobility aids, glasses, face masks, and gloves. The style and serial number of medical devices such as pacemakers and usage instructions. Consider other items which address your personal needs and add those to your checklist. You will need additional supplies for the different seasons. In the winter, you will need blankets, sleeping bags, extra newspapers for insulation, extra mittens, socks, scarves, hats, rain gear, and extra clothes. In the summer, you will need light, loose clothing, sunscreen, and emergency meal preparation supplies in case of a power outage, such as disposable plates, cups, and utensils. If you have a vehicle, consider making an in-car emergency supply kit. It should include a sack of sand or kitty litter for gaining traction under wheels and a small shovel, a set of tire chains or traction mats, working jack and lug wrench, spare tire, windshield scraper and broom, small tools such as pliers, wrench, screwdriver, booster cables, brightly colored cloth to use as a flag, and flares or reflective triangles.
Do you rely on electrical medical equipment? If so, contact your medical supply company for information on backup power. Ask your utility company if you qualify as a life-sustaining equipment customer and ask to be listed as one. If you rely on oxygen, talk to your oxygen supplier about emergency replacements. If you receive treatments such as dialysis or chemotherapy, talk to your provider about how you can continue to receive these treatments during an emergency. New Yorkers should always remain alert and be prepared for the unexpected. In the event that a terrorist attack takes place, it is important to take steps to protect yourself. Listen to emergency officials for instructions on whether to evacuate or stay in place. If you are asked to evacuate, get out as quickly as possible. Stay low to the floor if you can. If you're riding a bus, subway, or train and are told to evacuate, remember to listen to the instructions given by crews or other emergency responders.
If you're asked to stay where you are or shelter in place, you do not leave until you're told to do so. Lock doors, seal windows, air vents, and fireplace dampers. Always be aware of your surroundings. If you see or hear any suspicious activity, call 1-888-NYC-SAFE or 1-888-692-7233 or 911. If you see luggage or bags left alone on MTA buses and subways or in public areas, notify the MTA or NYPD. If you receive suspicious mail, do not touch it. Report it to the NYPD or call 911. If you have handled the package, wash your hands with soap and water immediately. For more information, visit nyc.gov/plan now. To stay informed, sign up for Notify NYC, the City of New York's official source for information about emergency events. You can sign up by visiting nyc.gov/notify-NYC or calling 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675. For TTY, call 212-504-4115. Remember, there are three main steps to being prepared: making a plan, gathering supplies, and staying informed. Once you have written down all this information and prepared your plan, you are a ready New Yorker.